essentially horticulturally not a lot's changed in terms of growing trees. You know, you still need to worry about irrigation, fertilization, weed management. The big issue is you have to worry about those at a new, more intense level, I think, in order to help the trees grow quickly and come into production early, so that if and when HLB comes into the grove, then you've had time to get production out of it and hopefully make money before the grove would eventually potentially decline from HLB infection. So some of the things I told growers to consider is planting density. That's one way to help increase early yields. Not talking about going crazy, going, you know, 500 trees to the acre, but definitely getting up over the 200 mark, maybe, you know, up to 250, something like that, so that you can get those early yields before you reach ultimately getting to a hedgerow. You can still get decent production per acre. Intensive irrigation, you know, trying to manage irrigation better, looking at daily irrigation, potentially with liquid fertilizer injected into it, or going to slow-release fertilizers, so that the tree always has a small supply of nutrition there, rather than getting these big doses multiple times a year with the traditional dry granular fertilizer. All those things together will help to reduce stress, keep the tree productive and growing quickly, so that we can hopefully get production out of it early.
I know it's not the equipment and all necessary in the advanced citrus production system, but it's some of the elements of the ACPS, isn't it?
Absolutely it is, yeah. You know, I told growers they don't necessarily have to go to drip irrigation with the electric pumps and the computer controls and multiple irrigations a day, but definitely taking the concepts of that, having a good supply of nutrition there fairly continuously for the tree. So if you're looking at fertigation, that would be injecting low rates with every irrigation, or as I said, using a slow-release fertilizer so that it's continuously being leached into the root system with every irrigation, and trying to reduce down that irrigation interval to as short as possible, as short as can be done with the equipment that the grower has available to them. Again, the goal being to reduce the stress on the tree and keep it growing.
Sounds kind of like ACPS light.
You could call it ACPS light, yeah. That's basically trying to take the concepts of that and try to get the benefit of it without necessarily having to go through the high cost of changing over a grove irrigation system and all the piping and everything completely.
On another note, you have given your resignation from the University of Florida. Tell us what you're going to be doing. I know a lot of growers have interacted with you over the years here at the CREC. What are you going to be doing in the future?
I did. I turned in my resignation from the university. I'll be leaving the university December 17th. I'm going to be going to California to work for the California Avocado Commission. My title will be Research Project Manager, but I'll be mostly doing grower outreach for them. So essentially the same thing I've been doing here with the citrus industry, working for the private entity, the California Avocado Commission.
Best of luck to you. Any messages for the Florida growers who know you?
I just want to tell them I'll miss them. I really enjoyed working with the industry. It's a great industry. I wish them all the best going forward. And if there's anything I can ever do for them, I hope to keep in touch with a lot of people, and I have no objections to ever helping them out in the future if I can be of help.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.